Her soft, thin fingers curled around Chase's.
I have something to tell you, sweetheart, and I need you to believe me.
He swallowed hard.
What was she getting at? And how could she think he'd ever treat her like the rest of the family did? So what that she had the uncanny ability to predict the future? So what that she believed she was a witch? Her eccentricities made her a unique and special treasure. You know you can tell me anything, Graham. Her pleased smile warmed him. 50 years ago, I gave my heart to the love of my life.
Her small, frail finger pointed to the heart pendant Annabelle Charming wore in the tabloid.
Grandpa?
She slowly shook her head, and he wasn't prepared for the tears that filled her eyes.
I loved your grandfather. He was a good, fine man, but he wasn't the love of my life. Maxwell Charming was.
Annabelle Charming's father? No wonder Graham had been inexplicably upset over the old man's death 5 years ago.
Yes, I gave him my talisman so he'd always have a part of me. He'd always have my heart.
She brushed a tear from her cheek. Outside, the rain fell.
I was a foolish commoner in love with royalty. Naive enough to believe his parents would let him break his betrothal and we'd run away together. What was I thinking?
Graham had spent countless hours through the years telling Chase stories about her youth, yet this she'd never revealed. His heart ached for her loss. What would it feel like to love someone so much you cried over them 50 years later?
So that's what the whole gravedigger thing was about.
Chase had been off at college 5 years ago when Graham tried to bring a shovel into the Holy Spirit Cemetery and got stopped at the gate. That fiasco had been the last straw for his father.
I guess it's a good thing the groundskeeper banned me, or I'd have dug up poor Maxwell's grave for nothing.
Her brow furrowed as though she were about to say something very important.
I need you to do something for me.
It doesn't involve cemeteries, does it? Graham's earrings made a tinkling sound as she shook her head.
Bring back my heart. I've foreseen my death.
The back of Chase's neck prickled as his hair stood on end.
Don't talk like that. It's true. Only the magic in the talisman can save an old witch like me. Without it, I'll die on Halloween.
You really believe you're going to die in 2 days?
With all my heart.
His throat dried. A thick lump formed inside his churning gut.
Damn, those weren't the words he wanted to hear.
Graham had always told him that if you believed in something strongly enough, it would come true. A self-fulfilling prophecy. If Graham truly believed she'd die without the necklace, she would lose the will to live. He swallowed in order to moisten his throat enough to speak.
I can't just go into her house and take it from her.
Of course not.
Barter with her.
A wry smile lit up her delicate face.
I'm sure you have something she needs.
What do I have that she could possibly need? Graham pushed up her sleeves, causing multiple bracelets to jangle. She rubbed her crystal ball and gazed deeply inside, as if seeing something no one else could.
Annabelle's tired of the paparazzi invading her privacy.
So?
You're one of the top salesmen at Singleton's Security, aren't you?
Yes, but then go sell that young lady the latest alarm system.
Graham, not another word. You must fulfill your destiny.
She pushed him toward her apartment door.
So, my destiny is to drive into Manhattan during the worst storm in years to sell an alarm system to a bewitched recluse?
Your destiny will be revealed when you complete this quest.